This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Apple has invested $1 billion in Didi, the Chinese ride-sharing company competing with Uber, some believe in order to curry favor with the Chinese government. Russell Simmons, the hip-hop impresario, announced that his prepaid Rush card will pay $19 million to settle a lawsuit where the cards were no good because of technical problems. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has received more calls about squatters each year since it began tracking the problem. There were more than 4,000 complaints last year, up 43% from 2014, and more than twice as many as in 2012. For all the talk about upending other business models, tech startups seem to routinely require workers to sign arbitration agreements to prevent them from going to court to settle disputes. Uber, Lyft, Google, Amazon, and many smaller outfits like WeWork and others are in this list. 2013 and 2014 work and education poll conducted by Gallup found that the average full-time American worker reported working 47 hours per week. Moreover, 21% of the people surveyed reported working 50 to 59 hours per week. And another 18% said they worked 60 or more hours a week. In a study by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation on Diversity at the nation's 91 most competitive colleges, they found that fewer than 1 in 25 students in these schools came from families in the country's lowest socioeconomic quartile, while 3 of 4 came from the top quartile. Early research found that silver-level Obamacare plans, the most popular, were charging twice as much for prescriptions as the average employer plan offering. Networks were offering 41% fewer doctors and 42% fewer cancer and cardiac specialists. A 2011 survey found that people claiming 75-hour work weeks were overestimating by 24 hours. Pew Research has found that nearly a third of the people who went to graduate or professional school have down-the-line liberal views on social, economic, and environmental issues compared to only 10% of Americans generally. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.